USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the sixth time since taking office. President Trump on why he's speaking at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee.
We're here today to celebrate the triumphant return of American manufacturing. You know what they said, it was going to be gone, but it's not gone. It's really thriving and it's starting to build up at a level that nobody thought was possible. Everything we're doing to keep the assembly lines rolling full speed ahead, that's being done, and we're doing it right. We're proudly defending our most important national resource, the American worker.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta announced on Friday that next Friday will be his last day. He explains why he's resigning.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. House Republican from New York, Peter King, says the phrase, never forget, needs to mean something.
This involves the commitment of the United States to always stand with and be with those who put their lives on the line for the rest of us.
President Trump defends the immigration raids he's ordered. And here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally.
The president speaking with reporters outside the White House before boarding Navy One on Friday morning saying,
it's not something I like doing, but people have come into our country illegally. We're focused on criminals.
The president saying the sweeps will target undocumented immigrants who have final deportation orders, but there's concern among the Latino community that the raids will result in so-called collateral deportation, or even those not originally targeted, will get swept up as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump was slamming former GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan. The president called Ryan a baby who didn't know what he was doing.
The only success Paul Ryan had was the time that he was with me, because we got taxes cut. I got regulation cuts. I did that mostly without him. But for Paul Ryan to be complaining is pretty amazing.
Chris Wilson was the director of strategy for the 2016 Ted Cruz presidential campaign. He tells me earlier that this whole thing between Trump and Ryan was bound to happen.
I think it's one of those fights that's kind of bubbled under the surface for a long time, but I think it's also been clear going back to during the campaign, whenever Paul Ryan uninvited then-candidate Donald Trump to a fundraiser, that there was some tension here. And now that some of the comments that Ryan made behind closed doors have been coming out in articles and review for Tim Alberta's new book, I think it was only a matter of time before this happened. And it's unfortunate to watch, because I think it's a distraction for Republicans when right now you've got, really a pretty amazing fight going on between the Speaker of the House and four members of her caucus, that this is unfortunate that right now we're taking away the attention from that.
On Saturday at Wimbledon, Serena Williams will go for her record-tying 24th Grand Slam title. Williams' match begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.